This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
We've been on the hunt for B1 and B2, the original Bananas in Pyjamas. Heard rumours that they may or may not have lived in the southeast at some point.
Exactly, and we've gone through many leads, many ways to get to where we are, and we think right now we are joined on the phone by B1, a banana in the pyjama, also known as his full-time name as Ken Radley. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Jess.
Oh, wow, I never thought I'd hear
Radley on our show
saying our names. Now, Kenneth, we've heard so many rumours. The reason we've been trying to find you or B2 is because we heard rumours that the original Bananas in Pyjamas at one point were living here in the southeast in a town called Yall. And can you confirm those rumours?
Well, I can confirm that one half of the Bananas did spend some time in Yall, yes. And it wasn't B2, so it must have been me.
Now, our investigation said that around 2002 would have been the time that you were here in the Limestone Coast. Is that sort of correct? Or?
Yeah, that's right. It was a wonderful period of my life, and I really enjoyed the southeast. It's a beautiful part of the world.
We did hear some fake rumours that you were the director of the Redhook Art Gallery, and we found out those were false, but we found out you were in a stage show called the Salt Creek Murders that was touring through at the time. And
the
memories are going nuts. But the questions we want to ask: were you the original creator of the Bananas in Pyjamas, or was it an idea pitched to you?
No, I was not a creator.
Okay.
I was an actor that was invited along to be involved in this show that had no chance of being a hit.
And so we also heard rumours that you would write the seasons or be helping in the writing process back here in Yall, and then you would go and film at the ABC somewhere in the city. Is that true?
Well, we were involved in the writing process, but mainly on the floor as opposed to in preparation. So when we met and would rehearse and would go through the material, we'd work with the writers Simon Hopkinson and Richard Tulloch, and change little things to make them more banana suitable, you know. And, and so the Bananas was shot for over 10 years. We were involved in it, and but not full time. So maybe, you know, it's between 8 and 10 weeks per year of shooting, and then we'd go away and do other things, including fabulous moments in Australian theatre, like Salt Creek Murders.
Yes.
And so then we go back to the studio at Gore Hill in Sydney and shoot, you know, a series of Bananas, and then go and do the voiceover for it, then record an album.
So you were the voice.
Well,
yeah.
Can we speak about the album? Because one of our sources mentioned that she used to come out to parties at your place in Yall, and you would have arias propping open your doors.
Isn't
true?
That great? You know, I don't want to deny that, but no, it's not true, because we never won an aria.
Oh.
And, but we did. We're lucky enough to get some two gold records, and
fantastic.
My wonderful colleague Nicholas Opolsky, who played the very forgettable character called B2, Nicholas said to me one day that he said, "It's so good." He said, "I can't sing a note, but I've got two gold records on the wall."
If that's not making it, I don't know what is. It's just insane that we finally got a hold of you, and the fact that one of the most well-known children's entertainers lived here in the southeast. What's it, just quickly before we go, what was it like having millions of people know who you are and not know who you are at the same time?
Yeah, dear Nicholas, one day we had a year 10 student working with us on work experience, and Nicholas was a rather handsome sort of man, you know, and and she was a bit kind of, you know, her eyelids were sort of batting, and she was very fond of Nicholas. And and she said to him, what's it like being, and he said, a faceless cultural identity.
Oh, wow.
That
ironic.
Is a title.
Ironic, he said.
Well,
so we were known and not known. You know, if our faces were poking through the heads, it might have been a different thing. But it was all about the suit, and we were just lucky enough to be inside bringing life to those lumps of polystyrene, you know.
It's fantastic to hear, because we know you've been doing stuff like Utopia, and you've been in one of my favourite movies, Dying Breed. I didn't even realise it. So it's great to hear you're still in the game, and we're so thankful to chat to you, Mr. B1, a.k.a. Kenneth Radley.
Oh, thank you very much for finding me. It's a pleasure. Bye.
Oh, it was a big banana voice. Oh, what a God. Journey. What a journey.
I just feel so filled with joy right now.
Are we going for Barney the Dinosaur now? Next week.
Weekday mornings from 6, it's Tim and Jess on Hit 96.1.